Killer Kate is out this weekend at the box office. So is Johnny English Strikes Back. It's Mr. Bean's series. And a movie called Indivisible is out. It's kind of quiet this week at the box office because Halloween is just wiping everything out. Last week, $78 million, and this week expected to bring in about $40. What they're doing with Halloween, though, is interesting. Starting today for 1 week only, they're putting that back in. They're putting it in IMAX theaters. They don't do that very often. It's going to get a one-week run in IMAX movie theaters to see how it does. Hopefully build up the box office a little bit more. If you're streaming this week, Mamma Mia is out. DVD next week, The Spy Who Dumped Me was a big hit a few months ago. Hey, the movie A Quiet Place was terrific. John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, you know that. There is going to be a sequel. It's being written now. It's going to be out in about 18 months, they say. LeBron is producing the reboot of the Friday the 13th series. He's not starring in it. He's just producing it because that thing is going to get a reboot like Halloween. Wonder Woman 1984 is the next Wonder Woman movie. It was supposed to be out in November of 2019. It's being pushed back to 2020, early June. The reason they're doing that, there's a lot of women-centric female action movies coming out about that same time, including the Charlie's Angels reboot and the Terminator movie series with Linda Hamilton. Those are going to come out in the fall of 19. Wonder Woman, and I thought Wonder Woman was absolutely terrific, comes out summer 2020. That's what's new for you, movies and DVD.